Are the genuine alien UAP photos? One of the problems we have with photos of UAPs, among others, is some drones are being made to look more like them. When one sees a photo of a UAP, it is almost impossible to judge the distance, and a small object up close can appear to be a big object at a distance. Add this to all the other problems like hoaxed videos and photos taken at angles which make even some planes look like a UAP, and you can see the problems investigators have with identifying whether UAPs are real or not. I was told by a very famous UAP investigator the story the witnesses had was also a very important part of identifying the UAP. The less witnesses there were, the harder to be sure of the identification. He didn't tell me that part. That is me talking now. In the old days, I am talking about when I was young, there was only a couple of standard ways to fake a UAP. One was with a model of a flying saucer, a cutout of a flying saucer pasted on a window where a photographer would photograph the sky through in various double exposures. Most of the phony paranormal photos used this method. There was also no way thousands of witnesses could identify a hoaxed UAP. Yes, the Phoenix Lights had so many witnesses, it meant the sighting could only be a mistake of some other action or the real thing. Today UAP video and photo examiners have to look for tiniest things in photos to see if they can tell if they are genuine UAP photos or not. One famous one I talked about before was a photo which was supposed to have been taken in Mexico. It featured an apartment building with a UAP flying over it. The caption said something like hundreds of people saw this happen. The photo was turned over for examination to Dr. Bruce McCarby, a famous photo examiner, and after laborious work he noticed something strange about the photo. The roof of the building had little flags on it, and they were not all pointing the same way as the wind flow and each other. Clearly there had been some copying and pasting going on. There are also certain software programs professional photo and video examiners use which can pick out pixels, those tiny dots that make up the photo or video which are out of place. This indicates there has been some hanky-panky going on. Sometimes certain sounds are also analyzed. I have seen where a sound a UAP was supposed to be making was examined and found to have come from somewhere else and pasted into a UAP video. All this fraud makes it so hard to take anything at face value. I feel very bad about that, but it is a fact of life, and it is not only that way in UAP photos and videos, but in every facet of life, so I guess I should not be surprised. On top of all this, the hoaxes are getting better, and so is their software, and someday it might be impossible to even tell if some photo or video is real, especially if we start using artificial intelligence in these software packages. There are some early photos, and one which caused the internet to erupt was a photo taken sometime in the early 1870s. It was a stereoscopic image. Those are the ones which had the two pictures of the same object on a card which you put into a viewer. It was like the forerunner of the ViewMaster, which used a round disc full of slides and which gave you a 3D view when you put it into the device. The photo had a cylindrical shaped object in the background, which had been enlarged and shown on the internet by the owner who had purchased the photograph. Even though it was studied for some time, there was no way of telling if it was genuine, until an old newspaper article was found naming the persons who took the picture at that time. It seems it was genuine. The photo is now called the oldest UAP photo found to date by some. There is a UAP photo which was said to have been taken in 1929 by an unidentified man. The photo is faded and the object not clear, but it seems to have the round traditional shape of a UAP and also seems to have some light around it. A message of where it was taken and the date is written in pen on the photo. To me it seems if it was a fake, it would be in better condition. If we get into the UAPs of World War I, yes, strange objects were seen in the sky. We realize UAPs have been around for a very long time, and maybe even before we were on this planet. There are several books written on the subject. One World War I pilot tells of his encounter with a UAP. He said he saw a strange light in the sky and followed it for about 20 minutes. He went on to say these sightings would occur quite frequently during the war. There is even a story about several hundred men in a British regiment who were marching toward a hill where several objects which were described as loaf-shaped were in a sort of fog. As the men got to the hill, the regiment disappeared and was said to never have been seen again. There was a slew of photos of UAPs taken during World War II. Many of them were of the famous Foo Fighters. These were balls of light which would follow the planes of both sides. Each side originally thought they were some weapon from the other side. Then there is a very famous photo of the Battle of Los Angeles. The object was seen by the military and probably thousands of people. We shot thousands of shells at the object, but to no avail. It was suspected in the beginning it belonged to Japan, but then we realized after not being able to damage it while it sat over the city, it was nothing from this planet. Lastly, there are the photos taken by newspaper photographers in the early 1950s of the UAPs over the Capitol and the White House, which came and went for a couple of weeks. It is almost impossible to question the genuineness of these photos, and it seems to me the government is just hoping we will forget about them.